And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When it comes to prosecutors charging public officials with possible criminal violations, it's obviously essential that any final judgments be based on the precise letter of the law. Public corruption is too important a matter to handle any other way. That said, it's also true that powerful facts are sometimes staring prosecutors right in the face, and that's something Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman should keep in mind with respect to allegations against U.S. Postmaster General and longtime North Carolinian Louis DeJoy. As NC Policy Watch reported last week, campaign finance watchdogs have uncovered a trove of circumstantial evidence that DeJoy made use of what's known as straw donor schemes to illegally funnel tens of thousands of dollars to the candidacies of former Governor Pat McCrory and Senator Tom Tillis by having employees of the company he once led make contributions and then quietly reimbursing them. If true, and some of the employees say it is, this is a massive violation of campaign finance rules and a felony under North Carolina law. District Attorney Freeman should make the investigation a top priority. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.